نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as Muslims, as reciters of Kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is an inherent, inseparable part and dictate and requirement of our iman that should cause us to be extremely concerned, perturbed and worried by the very difficult and trying phase or period through which the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through. Almost every day we are bombarded with news of atrocity, persecution, hardship, difficulty, loss of life and property that in some corner of the globe is being experienced by some section of the Ummah. One scholar observes to such an extent, he says, such is the level of suffering that this ummah is experiencing that one feels that perhaps if even the rocks or the stones had eyes, they also would begin to cry to observe the pitiable condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one is not careful, then a sense of despondency overtakes one. That what has brought this about? How is this ummah sunk to such a level of humiliation and disgrace? And even more dangerous is this mindset or this thought that shaitan plants in the heart that is it possible? Is it possible for the ummah to come out of its situation? Many scholars, enlightened thinkers, contemporary thinkers have put forward ideas, theories as to what has brought about the situation. Why is this ummah suffering to such an extent? What are the possible solutions to the problems that are facing the ummah? Different theories and ideas. Lack of armies, lack of technology, lack of Muslim governments, lack of academic, scientific, intellectual advancement and education. Various theories and ideas are being purported and put forward. However, the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, if these various theories and ideas are weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, and are weighed in the light of that ulum which reached us from the arsh of Allah through the agency of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find that all these various theories and ideas have absolutely no basis whatsoever in Quran and Hadith. What we have to understand is that the kingdom, dominion, ownership, hakimiyat, hukumiyat, samadiyat, jabariyat of the heavens and the earth belongs to one Allah alone. إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِالضُّرِّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. All these verses of the Quran that I've recited and many, many more verses. One basic principle message, sabak, Quran is giving us that no nation is benefited or harmed. No nation rises up or is brought down. No nation advances or declines. No one can prosper in any way, or no one can be harmed in any way without the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. Allah alone is controlling. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Lahu ma fi samawat wa ma fi al-ard. Wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta al-thara. Ala inna lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. Advancement, decline, benefit, harm. This is not in the control of any government. This is not in the control of scientific or military technology or advancement. Benefit, harm, advancement, decline. This is in the control of one Allah alone. Any attempt to address the plight, malady, difficulty that this ummah is facing, having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation, by the qasam of my Allah, kaan khol kar sun lo, listen attentively with the ears of iman, my respected brothers, any attempt to address the plight of this ummah, having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation, wallah, every follower of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether black, whether white, whether rich, whether poor, whichever corner of the globe he may emanate from, your Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam visualize it, has caught hold of your hand and is addressing you, Ya Aba Sufyan, every Muslim is being addressed, Ji'tukum bikaramati dunya wal akhirah, I have brought that way of life that not only will grant you the highest echelons of paradise and jannah, but it will give you the dignity, honor, succor, comfort of this world also. On the other hand, conversely, what does Quran tell us? فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That warn them, caution them, my beloved, if they will turn their backs on your way of life. If they will turn their backs on your day, on your night, then this is Allah's sunnah. It is Allah's system. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبَدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزَلِ. Allah's sunnah, Allah's system, Allah does not deviate from this. This is Allah's sunnah. If this ummah will turn its back on the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not any government, not any superpower, Allah takes upon Himself, أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This ummah will face trials, tests, tribulations. Why? Not because Allah has forsaken us, no. But لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that we come back to Allah. So that we come back to the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that we knock on the door of Tawbah. But still, in the face of these fitnas, trials, tests and tribulations, if the ummah will not heed, will not come back to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the rope of Allah is very long. But finally, finally, Allah protect us. O yusibahum azabun aleem. They will have to face a terrible punishment in the hereafter. We have to come back to Allah. We have to come back to Quran. We have to come back to the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, if one has to look at the Quran, 30 juz, 30 para in the Quran, ulama explain in 28 juz of the Quran, there is mention in some way or the other of Bani Israel, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, his ummah. Musa alayhi salam, his ummah. This is interspersed throughout the Quran. What is the reason for this? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my ummah will follow the Bani Israel. And we find this expression in hadith. حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. One is to follow someone from a distance. The other is to exaggerate, make mubalagha in the manner in which we are following. Place your foot on exactly the same spot of the ground that that person placed his foot. This is حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will follow the Bani Israel حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. To such an extent, it is mentioned in one riwayat, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if someone from the Bani Israel has to commit incest with his mother, then someone from this ummah will also do the same thing. To that extent, this ummah will follow the Bani Israel. In other words, what is the underlying message? What is the underlying message? They faced halat. They faced conditions. Allah through His Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, particularly through Musa alayhi salam, that ummah was shown a way out of its difficulty, out of its plight. That is sabak, that is lesson, that is ibrat for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِيُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah tells us in the Quran that in the incidents of the previous Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam is ibrat, is lesson, is a wake-up call, is a sabak, is ma'iza, is nasihat for the people of intelligence, for the people of the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fir'aun persecuted that ummah to such an extent that thousands and thousands of the newborn male children of this ummah of the Bani Israel were slaughtered at birth. Their women were enslaved. They had no dignity or honor, an entire nation oppressed to a level that the mind cannot envisage or even imagine. What was the solution? What was the solution? Musa alayhi salam was sent to that ummah at such a difficult period or phase. What did Allah send him with? Some weaponry that Fir'aun didn't have? Some scientific technology that was not prevalent or available at that time? What did Musa alayhi salam come with? What did the effort of Musa alayhi salam comprise of? Primarily, ulama explain, our elders tell us, if you have to sum it up, what was the message of Musa alayhi salam to Bani Israel? اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. Kalima namaz. Primarily every Nabi of Allah, the first effort they made. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. That which Quran again and again sounds out, know and understand, it is only Allah. It is only Allah. It is only Allah. The one who benefits Allah. The one who harms Allah. The one who raises up Allah. The one who brings down Allah. The one who gives life Allah. The one who gives death Allah. The one who sustains Allah. The one who deprives of nourishment Allah. The one who gives dignity and honor Allah. The one who removes from such situations Allah. Allah alone is doing. Every Nabi of Allah came with this da'wat. Musa alayhi salam came with this da'wat. First effort he made, not only on Fir'aun, not only on the enemies, not only on Bani Israel, primary first effort was to turn the heart towards Allah. Break down the idols of shirk. Break down the idols of ghayrullah that any entity besides Allah is doing. And bring the total, complete conviction that one Allah is doing. Second effort was that of salah. Was that of salah. This ummah was commanded to come onto salah. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. Musa alayhi salam commanded them, make every home a qibla. Establish salah in every home. That same message, which today is being given, kalima namaz, kalima namaz. The ummah has to come on, back onto iman. The ummah has to come back onto dawat, the dawat of iman. The ummah has to come back onto salah. When we are faced with this, then why come back onto this? And what we say, this is too simplistic a solution. We need an academic solution. We are looking for complex solutions facing the plight of this ummah. There is no complex solution, my respected brothers. This ummah has to come back to Allah. This ummah has to bring the conviction of Allah. This ummah has to come back onto salah. Such was the level of emphasis that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed upon this. Previous ummahs we find that they would worship Allah generally, individually. They had soma'a. Individual places of worship. This markaziyat of jamaat, this emphasis of masjid is unique to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah says, Inna awwala bayti wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. The first house of Allah on this earth was the masjid. Referring to Kaabatullah. What does Allah tell us? لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ. It is in Makkah Mukarramah. Mubarakan. It is a place of barakat. A place of blessing. And what is the object? What is the purpose? وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It is hidayat for every alam. Otherwise, what was the need to separate a family? And not just any family. Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. How many years of dua? Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious offspring. Oh Allah, grant me a pious son. How many years did he make this dua? Reports vary. Plus minus 60 odd years. The friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, making this dua again and again, again and again. Oh Allah, give me a pious son. Oh Allah, give me a pious son. I'm digressing. Nowadays what happens? Faced with difficulty, faced with problems, we are given this exhortation, make dua. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beseech from Allah, supplicate before Allah. How quickly we say, I made dua, Allah didn't grant my dua. I made dua, Allah didn't answer my dua. My respected brothers, ulama say, every dua that we will make, wallah, is granted by Allah. We will ask for the permissible things, every dua is granted by Allah. Hadith Qudsi, Man dalladhi da'ani falam ulabbihi. Man dalladhi qara ala babi falam aftahla. Allah says, who is there that called out to me and I did not respond to him? Who is there that knocked at my door and that door was not open for him? Every dua is accepted until, we learn in the hadith, until when? Until the day that this mu'min says that I made dua and Allah didn't answer my dua. Till that point, every dua is accepted. When he reaches this statement, or this exclamation, that I made dua and my dua was not answered, that is when the door to acceptance closes. Otherwise, every dua is answered. Either Allah will give him what he's asking for, or Allah will remove some calamity or difficulty that is supposed to befall him. Or sometimes what we're asking is not beneficial, Allah will give something else. Or Allah will store as a zakhira and provision for us in the year after. Those du'as which outwardly were not answered in this world. And when this person, when this mu'min in akhirat will see this huge zakhira and provision, all the du'as that were not answered in the world, Allah kept it back in akhirat. He will make this tamanna and desire that if only Allah hadn't answered a single du'a in the world, kept everything for akhirat. Every du'a is accepted. More than ever, the need and the cry and the call of the hour is for this ummah to turn in du'a, to beg from Allah, to turn towards Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, a famous hadith, what did he tell him? وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ When you ask, ask only from Allah. Comes in the riwayat, even for your shoelace, turn to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, 60 years. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Finally, Allah accepts his dua. I'm cutting the incident short. He's granted a son, Ismail alayhi salam. What is the command of Allah? What is the command of Allah? Take that child, newborn baby that was the result of more than 60 years of dua. And take the young wife, Hajar. Make hijrat. Ayyul imani afdal. Ayyul imani afdal. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this question. What is the height of iman? What is the most virtuous iman? What is the pinnacle of iman? Ayyul imani afdal. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Al-hijra. Al-hijra. Hijrat. Leaving one's home. Leaving one's family. Leaving one's marghub and beloved things for the sake of Allah. Lan tanalu al-birra. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Quran says you will never attain true piety. Kamal qurb. You will never attain the true closeness of Allah. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Until you will not spend sacrifice in the way of Allah that which is beloved to you. What is more beloved than one's home, one's family? Hijrat was the sunnah of every Nabi of Allah. Hijrat was the sunnah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hijrat was the sunnah of every sahabi. Nowadays when this call is made, by leave your home, leave your families for a little while, go out in the path of Allah, we say, where it comes? Where it comes this? Obviously it doesn't come in the Daily News or in the Star or in some magazine. Where it comes, we're not looking. We're looking elsewhere. Comes in Quran and Hadith. It comes in the Sunnah of every Nabi of Allah. Ayyul imani afdal. What is the pinnacle and height of iman? What was the response? Al-hijra. Hijrat. Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded by Allah to make hijrat. Why? Foundation is being planted. Foundation seed is being planted. They say when you want to put a very... When you're putting a small building, you dig a small foundation. When you're putting a very big building, a huge structure, then you need a big foundation. You need a deep foundation. What foundation? What seed is being planted? The foundation seed of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The foundation of the reconstruction of Ka'batullah. The foundation of masjid is being planted. And on the basis of that, on the altar of that, hijrat is being made. Qurbani is being given. Sacrifice is being given. What sacrifice? Elderly father. Newborn baby, a result of more than 60 years of dua. Young wife. Why didn't Allah say take Sarah? Sarah was the elderly wife. We find the expression in the Quran. فَسَكَّتْ وَجَهَا وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ When she was given the basharat and glad tidings that Allah is going to give you a son, Ishaq alayhi salam,
She slapped her face in surprise. Ajuzun aqim. She said, I am barren. I am an elderly woman. One wife was Sarah, elderly. Other was Umm Madian. Ibrahim alayhi salam is not commanded to make this hijrat with the elderly wives, but with the young wife. Why? The more huge the structure, the greater the qurbani, the greater the foundation. The deeper the foundation. This was qurbani, young princess of Egypt, Hajar, 19 or 20 years of age. Allah says, take that wife, that young wife and child, and make hijrat. Where? The rehber and guide is Jibreel alayhi salam. The small kafla leaves Philistine, Palestine, Baitul Muqaddas, and undertakes this journey. Eventual destination, Jibreel is guiding. Finally they reach Makkah Mukarramah, not Makkah Mukarramah of today. Makkah Mukarramah of 4,000 years ago. That which Quran describes, Wadin ghayri dhi zara, a land without vegetation, black arid mountains in every direction. One direction Jabal Safa, one direction Jabal Marwa, Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Umar, whatever name it had at that time. Different black mountains, arid desert, no water, no vegetation, no source of livelihood. In that condition, Allah commands Ibrahim alayhi salam, leave your wife and leave this child. As I mentioned, I'm cutting it short. As Ibrahim alayhi salam departs, that same Khalilullah, when he was being flung into the fire, calm, unperturbed, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the best of protectors and planners. Calm. Yet on this occasion, finally, when his family is no longer in sight, he raises his hands in dua. Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah faj'al afidatan min an-nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min ath-thamarati la'allahum yashkurun. The dard and the pain that is contained in this expression, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati. Oh my Allah, it was on your command. It was on your command, your directive, that I have left behind my zuriyat, my progeny, my family, in this place without any vegetation whatsoever. Rabbana liyuqimu salah, so that salah can be established. Turn the hearts of humanity towards this place. Wadin ghayri zi zara, no source of livelihood, no vegetation, no economy, no industry. This outwardly appeared to be a death mission. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves Hajar with a newborn baby. One wonders how long could she have carried that child. Eventually, she would have been forced to put the child on the ground. Nowadays, those of us that have been to Makkah and Medina, Allah take us over and over again. Take everyone. The white marble around the haram. Intizam is made to absorb the heat. Step off that marble, step onto the tarmac. Previously they used to intersperse it, they had black with white. You couldn't put your foot on the black section. Boiling hot! Where would she have placed this child? Power outages have become a part of life nowadays. As the sun set, as the night dropped its curtains, and the darkness intensified, sometimes in the middle of the night, when we have power outages at home, what happens to our women folk? What happens to our masturat? Pareshan, worried, afraid of the darkness. What must have been the situation of Hajar alayhi salam? intense darkness, no one to turn to, no companionship. Qurbani is being given. Sacrifice is being given. The foundation of masjid is being planted. The foundation of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being planted. The foundation of the ummah of hijrat is being planted. An ummah that will come. An ummah is going to come from the same progeny. An ummah of hijrat. An ummah of qurbani. An ummah of sacrifice. An ummah of the masjid. That time she didn't know that. What must have happened the next day as the sun rose? And the ground became tepid and hot. And the heat intensified. And the little bit provision that she had gradually diminished. So that finally they were on the brink of starvation. Harder burden for her to bear than her own suffering would have been the suffering of her child. Would have been the suffering of Ismail alayhi salam. Finally, she lays him on the ground. She goes towards Safa and Marwa. Running Safa, Marwa, Safa, Marwa. Looking in desperation to find some source of provision. Something by which she can preserve the life of her child. Like I said, I'm cutting the incident short. On this Qurbani, in the shade of Kaabatullah, in the shade of Masjid, Allah from the ghaib, Allah from the unseen made izhar, showed this ummah His sifat and quality of rububiyat, that the provider is Allah, the protector is Allah, the nourisher is Allah, the sustainer is Allah. Zamzam was given. The hearts of humanity were turned towards this place. The thamarat and the barakat and the blessings of the entire world were directed towards this place. Inna awwala bayti wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Allah says that my first house on the surface of the earth, masjid, Kaabatullah, maqsad and purpose, hudan lil-alamin, hidayat for the entire alam. In the shade of Kaabatullah, in the shade of masjid, Allah sustained from the unseen. Allah provided from the unseen. Allah sent barakat and blessings from the unseen. And Allah protected also from the unseen. The army of Abraha. Allah sent tiny birds, Ababil, with little pebbles. This huge army of elephants was destroyed. Sabak and lesson for the ummah. That in attaching and linking ourselves with masjid, with amal of masjid, with the amal of hidayat, that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established. What is happening? What is happening when masjid is established? When amal of masjid are established, wiring is taking place. Our elders are telling us wiring is taking place. I am speaking to you, the mic system is working. Why? Because there is a connection with the power source. Cut that connection off. And you will not be able to hear anything. The sound is not coming from the mic itself. It is because of the electrical supply. It is because of the power source. Masjids throughout the entire world. When amal of masjid is established, wiring is taking place with Kaabatullah, with Baytullah, with the first masjid. And like Allah sustained there, Allah will sustain here. Like Allah gave barakat and blessings there, Allah will give barakat and blessings here. Like Allah protected there, Allah will protect here. And like Allah used that place as a means of hidayat and guidance, Allah will use this masjid also once the link is established. This is why Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this emphasis of masjid unique to this ummah more than any other ummah. What Quran tell us? When Allah speaks of Himself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah says, with regards to Himself, your Rabb Allah, for humanity is Ra'uf and Rahim. Ra'uf and Rahim. very merciful, very kind, very compassionate. The same two sifat that Allah attributes to Himself for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Allah say in the Quran? لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah for humanity is Ra'uf and Rahim, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummat is Ra'uf and Rahim. Same two sifat. Kind, compassionate, merciful. Such is the level of rahmat and mercy of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, that personality, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you as nothing but a mercy for every alam. That personality, whom Allah says is Ra'uf and Rahim, is so hurt and so upset when this ummah will not link and attach itself to masjid. Such is the ihtimam and emphasis of salah with jamaat. That what does Ra'uf and Rahim say? What does Rahmatul Lil Alameen say? He says, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ فِتْيَتِي فَيَجْمَعُوا لِي حُزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَبْ ثُمَّ آتِي قَوْمًا يُصَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَوَحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He was hurt to such an extent. If the ummah will absent itself from salah with jamaat, that he said, I desired that at the time of salah, to appoint someone else to be on my musalla in Masjid al-Nabawi. Then I would order the youngsters of Medina to gather firewood. And I would go patrol the streets of Medina, go to the homes of those not who are not making salah. Jummah salah, generally what happens, masjid is full, packed to the brim. What happens next salah? What happens asr salah of the same day? There's no place at the time of Jummah. How often in the masjid announcement has to be made by, please take one step forward. Imam's musalla is put right by the mihrab to create space. Yet the same masjid at the time of asr, what is the situation? The next day, fajr, what is the situation? Someone is leaving after Jummah, tap him on the shoulder, bhai. Next week, Jummah salah, are you coming? He say, of course. How can you even ask me such a question? You're insulting me. Then in a softer voice, ask the same question, by Asr Salah, are you coming? He say, Inshallah, make dua. Very weak, Allah, make dua. As if only Jummah is first. Is Allah feeding us once a week? Is Allah giving us air to breathe once a week? Is Allah showering His bounties and ni'mat upon us once a week? Where is our appreciation for the ni'mat of Allah? Where is our love and ta'alluq with Allah? This ummah was given such a salah, such a salah. Qatada narrates, Zukira lana anna Daniel alayhi salam نعت أمّة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. That Daniel alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, this Nabi of Allah praises the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And what does he say? That Allah has given that ummah, the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. لو صلاها قوم نوح ما غرقوا وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ عَاد وَقَوْمُ ثَمُود مَا أَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَ وَمَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ. He says if the same salah was given to the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, they would never have drowned. If قوم عاد and قوم ثمود were given the salah, that wind which destroyed that nation and that scream of the angel which destroyed that nation would never have happened. Allah's azab that befell those nations, if they were given the salah of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that azab would never have happened. Such a salah this ummah was given. Nowadays, what are we doing? We say we want to march. We're going to march, raise the flag of Islam. We are the warriors of Islam. Youngster with the jeans on, t-shirt, Ray-Bans on, gold necklace around his neck. He's marching, chanting, making slogans. I am the warrior of Islam. I'm going to bring a revolution of Islam. I'm going to raise the flag of Islam. That warrior of Islam who can't raise the 50-ounce blanket off his body at the time of Fajr, what flag of Islam is he ever going to raise? What flag of Islam is he ever going to raise? What honor or dignity to Islam is he going to bring? Allah has promised not only dunya, Allah has promised Jannat on Salah. Allah has promised His help on Salah. This ummah, when Sahaba of Rasulullah s.a.w. came onto Salah, such a Salah Nabi s.a.w. made effort upon them. Sahabi comes to a barren piece of land, puts his musalla down, raises his hand in dua. He will not drop his hand. He will not drop his hand until he hears the sound of the ground opening and water coming out. Such a salah this ummah was given. Jummah salah, the masjid is packed. What about the next salah? What about the next day, Fajr? We say we are looking for complex solutions. We are looking for academic solutions. My respected brothers, there are no complex solutions. Kalima namaz. Kalima namaz. This ummah has to come back to the masjid. Rasulullah says, I would have ordered the youngsters of Medina to gather firewood. I would go to the homes of those not who are not making salah, who are making salah in their homes. And what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? What does Raufur Rahim say? What does Rahmatul Lil Alameen say? I desire to burn down those homes. I desire to burn down those homes. Ihtimam of masjid. Emphasis of masjid. That black woman, poor, slave girl of Medina Munawwara, who used to clean the masjid in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She passes away. Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions this incident in his Hayatul Sahaba. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Inni ra'aytuha fil jannah talqutul qudha min al masjid. He said, I can see her in Jannat. I can see her in Jannat removing the dirt from the masjid. Not literal. In other words, on the basis of this amal, Allah showed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this sahabi in Jannah. Such was the emphasis of masjid. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions in his Bidayah wa Nihaya the incident from the Banu Sulaym tribe. When this ummah came onto amal of masjid, when this ummah came onto those amal which Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in Medina Munawwara. Such was the extent to which the help of Allah came. Such was the extent to which the doors of Hidayat were open. There was one person. His name was Mirdas from the Banu Sulaym tribe. He was the leader of the temple. The main chief idol, the name was Dimad. Mirdas had a son, he named him Abbas. And he nurtured, brought his son up with this, that whenever you have a problem, whenever you face a plight or difficulty, then go to Dimad, go to the big chief, go to the big idol, present your problem to him and na'uzubillah, your problem will be solved. This youngster was brought up like this. When his father passed away, he inherited the position of chief of the temple. One day Abbas bin Mirdas is in the field toiling. And all of a sudden, he sees an apparition. A person dressed in white robes riding a white ostrich. Shining white. In the glare of the sun of the desert, as this apparition is approaching, Abbas bin Mirdas is full of fear. Worried. What does this mean? This apparition comes closer. And this person addresses him, Alam tara anna samaa kafat akhrasaha wa anna al-khayl wadat akhlasaha wa anna al-harb tajarra'at anfasaha wa anna alladhi ba'atha bil hidayah yawm al-ithnain laylat al-thulatha ila akhirihi. He started uttering some phrases. They were metaphorical expressions. The crux of it, have you not observed the change that has occurred? The Arabs have laid down their swords. The time of peace has come. The malaika of the heavens are protecting the heavens. All this was an ishara, an indication to the coming of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abbas bin Mildas didn't understand this. Afraid, worried, what does this mean? Why did this apparition come? He runs into the temple. His father had brought him up like this. Runs, perspiring profusely, heart beating rapidly, grabs hold of Dimad. Dimad, help me, help me, help me. All of a sudden, Dimad, the idol, starts speaking. Kullil qabaili min Sulaymin kulliha. Halakat Dimad, wafaza ahlul masjidi. Halakat Dimad, wakana yu'badu marratan. قبل الكتاب مع النبي محمد إن الذي ورث النبوة والهدى بعد ابن مريم من قريش مهتدي. What does Dimad say? That, oh Abbas, say to the whole Banu Sulaym, say to the entire tribe, كل القبائل من سليم كلها. The days of Dimad has come to an end. Dimad is destroyed. Idolatry is destroyed. Shirk is destroyed. And whose days have come? Whose days have come? وَفَازَ أَهْلُ الْمَسْجِدِ وَفَازَ أَهْلُ الْمَسْجِدِ. The ummah of the masjid has come. The ummah of the masjid has come. The ummah of the masjid will be given dignity and honor. إِنَّ الَّذِي وَرِثَ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْهُدَى هَلَكَ الدِّمَادِ وَكَانَ يُعْبَدُ مَرَّةً. Dimad has come to an end. There was a time when idols were worshipped. قَبْلَ الْكِتَابِ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ مُحَمَّدِ. Before the Qur'an, which came with the Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many different ways did Allah not show His Qudrat and His power? How many different ways did Allah not make the asbab and roads of hidayat? When this ummah came onto those a'mal, that dard, that fikr, which Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and established amongst his ummah. Such, coming back to the point we were making, such emphasis of masjid. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, according to one narration, in Quba he stayed only 4 days. Mashhur, famous, is 14 days, 2 weeks. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Quba. What did he do in Quba? He established masjid. One narration, it is mentioned the camel was standing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Abu Bakr, remove the camel. Camel refused to move. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Umar, remove the camel. The camel refused to move. Ordered Ali radiallahu anhu, remove the camel. As Ali came closer, the camel jerked. In fear, Ali stepped back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this camel has been ordered by Allah. On this spot, a masjid has to be established. That same masjid which Quran praises, la masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin haqqa an taquma fi. The masjid, the foundation of which was on taqwa. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina Munawwara, there also first thing, masjid was established. What is meant? Wiring is taking place. Wiring with Kaabatullah. Wiring with Amal of Masjid. What does Quran tell us? Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. This word ya'mur comes from imarat. Literally it means construction. It means building. But what is ishara in this verse? That Masjid, the object is not building, not decorations, not walls. Where fadilat and virtue is mentioned of imarat of masjid, where fadilat and virtue is given of abadi of masjid, is not meant construction. What does Quran tell us? Innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salah wa ata az-zakah wa lam yakhsha illa Allah fa asa ulaika an yakunu min al-muhtadin. Abadi of masjid is iman. Abadi of masjid is establishment of salah. Abadi of masjid is the spending of one's wealth according to the command of Allah. Abadi of masjid is bringing alive the command of Allah. Fa'asa ulaika an yakunu min al-muhtadin. Allah says these are the people of hidayat. These are the people of hidayat. Masjid is the house of Allah. Masjid does not belong to anyone. Harun Rashid was a khalifa, ruling 3 continents. Such a vast kingdom. 3 continents ruler. One day he got angry with his wife. And in that mood of anger, not realizing what he is saying, he told his wife, if by tomorrow, if by daybreak tomorrow you are in the kingdom of Harun, then 3 talaqs. And the moment he said that, he regretted. Like nowadays also happens. Person says, fires the 3 bullets, talaq, talaq, talaq. Then he says, you know what? Now I believe in Trinity, make 3 into 1. Then he wants to go to this Molana and that Molana. What he says, I said it out of anger, I didn't mean it. As if somebody gives talaq when he's not angry. This is the reason our elders are emphasizing by, have ta'alluq with the ulama, acquire the knowledge of deen. Marriage is not nakahtuha wa qabiltuha only. Marriage is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did my Nabi live with his wives? What was his akhlaq? What was his character? In our homes, what are the seeds that we are planting? Are we instilling this in our children? Our elders are crying by, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in your home. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Instead of hours and hours in front of that haram shaitan box, where father, mother and teenage children are sitting together and looking at zina taking place, let not a single day pass, say inshallah. Let not a single day pass, then inshallah, we will sit with our family 15-20 minutes and read this book of fadail. Read the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallah, such nuraniyat Allah will give in that home. Such fitnas will be dispersed. The tide of fitnas have been directed towards the home of this ummah. Simple solution our elders are giving us. Fadail ta'aleem. Keep ta'alluq with the ulama-i kiram. Learn the masail of deen. One person, talaq, 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 then he regretted. He went to the mufti sahab. Mufti sahab, can 3 become 1? He says, no, bhai. Marriage is broken. What happens? Sometimes when you don't come right with the mufti, then they look for a grand mufti. Give a grand and get a fatwa. So he went by that mufti said, don't worry, your marriage is intact. So how come? He said, when you said talaq, you said with the kaf, not with the qaf. So when the first mufti heard about it, they tell him his marriage also didn't take place. Because when he said qabiltuha, he said with the kaf, not with the qaf. But in any case, coming back to this, they were not like that. Even though they were rulers, gathered the ulama, that time there's no Concorde and supersonic jet. 3 continents, fastest means of conveyance was horse or camel. There was no way she could come out of his kingdom by the next morning. So all the ulama said, by daybreak she is out of your marriage. What does he do? He asks, are any of the students of Imam Abu Hanifa present? Rahmatullah Ali. There was one student, Imam Abu Yusuf, his name was Yaqub. That time he was not famous. After this incident he became famous. Simple person. His father was a launderer. They said, yes, there is one, Yaqub, send for him. Harun Rashid says, send for him. When he is brought in the majlis of Harun Rashid, this question is put in front of him. I told my wife, if by daybreak you are in the kingdom of Harun, 3 talaqs. Is there any way out for me? What was his response? He said, tell her to spend the night in the masjid, so that by daybreak tomorrow she is in the masjid. The 3 talaqs will not fall. The other ulama looked at him out of curiosity. Where's the dalil? He recited the verse of the Quran. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masjids belong to Allah. The masjid doesn't belong to Harun Rashid or to any ruler or to any emperor or to any government. The masjid belongs to Allah. This is Allah's darbar-e-khas. This is Allah's special assembly. Laborer, wealthy person, rich, poor, black, white, no distinction. No distinction in the masjid. Masjid is the house of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith-e-qudsi, Allah says, buyuti, buyuti, fil ardil masajid. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. My houses on the surface of the earth are the masjid. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Those will make the masjid abad. Abadi of masjid is meant what? Amal of masjid. Ummaruha zuwaruha. They are the visitors of the masjid. Fatuba, fatuba, liman tatahhara fi baytihi. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He says, Allah says, Mubarak, congratulations, shabash, to that person who made wudu at home, then what it should have been. If you look at the siyaq of the hadith, what it should have been. Liman tatahhara fi baytihi, thumma kharaja ila al-masjid, thumma dhahaba ila al-masjid, thumma masha ila al-masjid, thumma ata ila al-masjid. It should have been. He left his home, went to the masjid, walked to the masjid, proceeded to the masjid, but that is not what is found in the riwayat. Tuba liman tatahhara fi baytihi, mubarak, to the one who made wudu at home. Thumma zarani, then he came to visit me. He came to visit Allah. Fahakkun alal mazuri an yukrima zairahu. Allahu Akbar. We can't even translate this literally. The crux of what it is, what is Allah saying? It is a right. There's no right upon Allah. It's Allah's ihsan and favor. But literally, Allah says it is a right upon me that I have to make ikram of the one who is my zair and guest of the masjid. Such is the extent of emphasis of attachment and link with the masjid. Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilla arshihi. Seven categories of people will be given shade underneath the arsh of Allah on the day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. One category, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masjid, that person whose heart was linked and attached to the masjid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, inna lil masjidi awtada, inna lil masjidi awtada. He said, in my ummah there will be those who are, Allahu Akbar, this word awtad is the plural of the word watad, which means peg. He said, in my ummah there will be pegs of the masjid. He said, in my ummah there will be those who are the peg of the masjid. What is the analogy? A peg is something that is rooted firmly in the ground. If you want to remove it, you have to use force. You have to literally upheave it from the ground. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the analogy. He says, in my ummah there will be those who are the pegs of the masjid. What is their maqam? What is their status? What is their status in the sight of Allah? Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. Those who understand Arabic, what it should have been, hum julasa'ul malaika. They are in the company of the malaika. But in the riwayat is not mentioned hum julasa'ul malaika. It is mentioned al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. What is the difference? Sometimes we hear some great alim, some great sheikh, some Allah wala has come to town. What do we say? We say, let us go and sit in his sohbat. We will benefit. Definitely, sitting in the sohbat of the pious, we will benefit. This is what is meant, al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. The malaika say to one another, let us go and sit in the sohbat of that person. Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. In ghabu iftaqaduhum. If this person is missing, the malaika go and look for him. In maridu aaduhum. If he becomes ill, they go and visit him. Sa'd bin Mu'az, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was ill, Allah's Rasul Sa'asam enters his home. Sahaba described the kayfiyat and manner. They say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking on tiptoe. The room was empty. He came close to Sa'd, shrunk his body. They said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why are you doing this? He said, so many malaika, so many malaika, so many malaika have come for the iyadat and the ziyarat of Sa'd that I had to walk like this to avoid stamping on their wings. In maridu aaduhum. وَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي حَاجَةٍ أَعَانُوهُمْ. Obviously we are insan. Some need might take this person away from the masjid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if this person of the masjid has to go away for some need, then the malaika go and assist him so that he can quickly come back to the masjid. This is the ummah of the masjid. Such an emphasis was placed. Someone asked Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion that, Hazrat, what is your goal? What is your object? These jamaats moving in the path of Allah. This 40 days, 4 months, 3 days. Emphasis of amal of masjid. Linking and attaching yourself to the masjid. What was the answer? He took a deep sigh. And the crux of what he responded, he said, My brother, that level of imaniyat, that level of akhlaqiyat, that level of muasharat, that level of muamalat, that level of iman, character, social, financial interaction, that my Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, established in Medina Munawwara during his lifetime. He brought the ummah up to a certain level. Those amal of Masjid al-Nabawi that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in his lifetime, brought sahaba upon. On the basis of that, Allah made that masjid a means and a zariya of hidayat spreading throughout the entire world. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali responded, the crux of his response, that through this effort, I want to bring the ummah back onto that. Bring the ummah back onto this attachment and link of masjid. Link and attach the ummah with the masjid. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions the riwayat an Anas marfu'an, that he says that Allah says inni nazartu inni la'ahammu bi ahli al-ardi azaban. Allah says, when the level of masiyat, when the level of my disobedience reaches such a height, that Allah says, I make the decision. Now that the rope is too much, the azab of Allah has to come. When I decide to send my azab upon a locality, فَإِذَا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أُمَّارِ بُيُوتِ فَإِذَا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أُمَّارِ بُيُوتِ. And Allah says that in that locality I observe that there are a few people that are making the masjid abad. أُمَّارِ بُيُوتِ وَالْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَا. Second quality. First quality, abadi of masjid. Second quality, they love one another for my sake. This is why our elders are emphasizing umumi jamaat. Umumi jamaat, no distinction of race, of color, of creed, of nationality, of language. All of us are brothers. All of us are brothers. All of us have the nisbat of iman. This is how the barriers will be broken down. This is how the prejudices that we have established will be broken down. And loving one another for the sake of Allah will be established. Second quality, وَالْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَا. They love one another for my sake. Third quality, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. What is the third quality? They get up at the time of tahajjud and cry before Allah. Knock the door of Allah. Shed those hot tears before Allah. Crying for maghfirat, Allah's forgiveness for our sins, for the sins of the entire ummah. Begging Allah to change the conditions that are facing the ummah. Begging Allah to make the decision of hidayat. My respected brothers, I'm translating again. Allah says, I decide to send azab upon a locality. When I see three things, ummari buyuti, those who are making the masjid abad, love one another for my sake, get up in the dead of night and cry before Allah. Where is this found today? Where is this found today? We are looking for complex solution. Solution is not complex, it is simple. This ummah has to link and attach itself to the masjid. This ummah has to create in its heart the compassion for humanity. This ummah has to bring alive the legacy of rahmat and mercy and compassion for humanity that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakat of his khatm nubuwat, handed over to this ummah. And this ummah has to make its night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Get up, cry and beg from Allah. Allah says, saraftul azab anin nas. Saraftul azab anin nas. That azab which was supposed to befall that locality is removed from that locality. Al masjidu baytu kulli taqi. Al masjid baytu kulli taqi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the masjid is the home, is the house of every person of taqwa. The masjid is the home of every person of taqwa. وَتَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ وَتَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ. لمن كان المسجد بيته بالروح والرحمة والجواز على الصراط إلى رضوان الله وإلى الجنة. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said the masjid, look at the word bait. He said it is the house. It is the house. Where is majority of the time spent in the house? He said the masjid is the home of every person of taqwa. وتكفل الله. Sometimes you have a financial proposition in front of you. You are hesitant. You don't know if you'll lose your money. Especially nowadays, you must be very careful. All sorts of promises people make. But someone responsible, someone of means says, don't worry, I'm your kafil. Invest. I am behind you. You have my backing. Then you get the courage. This is what is meant. Takaffal Allah. Allah says, I am your kafil. I am your guarantor of what? Of what? What does Allah promise you? Allah says, you will get my rahmat. You will get my mercy. You will get my pleasure. You will cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. And you will enter into Jannat. Allah says, I am your kafil if you will make the masjid your home. If you will link and attach yourself with masjid. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was one azan that used to be given. It used to be given in the middle of the night, various riwayat. Nowadays, we find to keep alive that sunnah, there is an azan that is given 1 hour before the Fajr azan in Makkah and Medina. Amongst the South African Mu'tamireen and Hujjaj, we find this misnomer has taken vogue. What we say? We say tahajjud azan. Tahajjud azan. There is no azan for tahajjud. That azan is not tahajjud azan. It comes in the riwayat. One interpretation ulama give, when that azan used to be given, those sahaba who were in the masjid would go home. And those who were at home would come to the masjid. General tartib of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mu'isu sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, over and over again used to say this. Half the night in the masjid, half the night at home. Half the day in the masjid, half the day in the marketplace. So that they went home from the masjid. They went to the marketplace from the masjid. Wherever they went, they carried with them the fikr of the masjid. This is why Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Suqul muslimina ka masajidihim. He said, the bazaars of Medina were like masjid. My respected brothers, ijtima has started. Allah has gathered us. Wallah, by the qasam of Allah, we have not come here. We have not come here. Allah has brought us here. Hazrat Mufti Zain al-Abideen sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, on one occasion he was asked this question. That Hazrat, an ijtima was about to take place. They asked him, Hazrat, ya kiska ijtima hai? Whose ijtima is this? He took a deep sigh and what did he say? He said, my brother, the last person, the last ummati of my Nabi to come before Qiyamah, for him to be saved from Jahannam and going to Jannat, for the fikr and worry of that, this ijtima. For the last person to come on the surface of this earth, that dard and that worry of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And second thing he said, what is object of ijtima? He said, tawbah. Tawbah. Tawbah for our wrongs. Tawbah for the haram. Tawbah for the major sins that have entered our lives. Every one of us know the skeletons that are in our cupboards. And tawbah for the greatest wrong. What is the greatest wrong that this ummah has committed? That we did not make the fikr and worry and concern of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our fikr and concern. Mawlana Ahmad Lat Sahab, Allah give him long life. He mentions, he says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. He says, the thief steals and he has perception in his heart that I've done some wrong. The sharabi drinks and he has perception in his heart that he's got a problem with alcohol. He knows he's doing wrong. The thief steals, he knows in his heart I'm doing wrong. The sharabi drinks, he knows in his heart I'm doing wrong. The person commits zina, he knows in his heart. The adulterer knows that I'm doing some wrong. He says, today the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not made the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam its day. Has not made the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam its night. Does not have the fikr of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their heart. And what is even worse, the perception that I am lacking something, that also is not. Our elders say, bhool gaye, aur ye bhi bhool gaye ke hum bhool gaye. We forgot, and we forgot that we forgot. Ijtima, my respected brothers, this is not just some gathering. Ijtima is to take every one of us for 72 hours back 14 centuries ago to Madina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show us practically what was Madina Munawwara, what is the true love and ishq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the jazba of qurbani and sacrifice of sahaba ikram, what did my Nabi, what was his legacy, what did he leave behind, what did he want for his ummah, what was his dard, what was his pain, what was his cry. My respected brothers, Allah has brought us here. We haven't come. Allah has brought us here. Make shukr. Make shukr for this ni'mat. Appreciate this ni'mat. What is the need, the cry, the call now? What is appreciation of this ni'mat? Every one of us, every one of us, make this niyat and intention that for the next 72 hours, we will remain within this mubarak and valuable atmosphere of the ijtima. Also inshallah. Someone has to go for some need, encourage them with love and muhabbat. Every one of us, let us remain here. Object is tawbah. Turn to Allah. Beg from Allah. Allah is waiting. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Let us take advantage of this opportunity. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. Allah give us.